you very much.
Mara has an interesting comment on the pasuk in the end of Chumash Devarim that Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bnei Yisrael after 40 years of traveling around in the desert. It took 40 years of teaching Torah, and I finally drilled it into your head. You finally got what I'm trying to teach you. So the Gemara has a comment. Sometimes it takes 40 years to begin to understand what the Rebbe is driving at. So I heard many things from Rav Soloveitchik years ago, over 40 years ago, which at the time that he said it, I did not understand why in the world he said that. And after over 40 years, it's starting to dawn upon me. So just on Erev Yontif, I don't know what I was doing on Erev Yontif, it occurred to me that there was something that I never understood from Rav Soloveitchik, and now I understand what he was driving at. There were two things that I didn't understand. One is, there is a Gemara in Perek Yesh Neichlin. The Gemara quotes on Daf Kuf Chofal Talmud Aleph and the end of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Parshas Amor. Zaba Moshe's Mo'a De Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. So the Gemara comments on that Pasuk, Mo'a De Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush Bezen. The Ein Shabsus Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush Bezen. You only need Bezen to declare the day as a holy day on a Yom Tov. Mo'a De. Zaba Moshe means Moshe Rabbeinu declared the day as a Yom Kiddush. But the Shabbosim don't need Kiddush Bezin because the Shabbosim were declared as holy by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rebbeinu Shalom created the world. Yom HaShvi'i Yishtal is Vayinotash. It says, Vayikadosh Hashem is Yom HaShvi'i. Vayikadosh also. Vayikadosh became Yom HaShvi'i. Vayikadosh also. God not only sanctified that first Shabbos Bereishis, He sanctified all the Shabbosim of Lasi Lavoi. So this is a Gemara. We all know, and the Gemara says in Beis, and the Gemara says in Pesachim, that the Nusach HaBracha in the Shemoneh Esrei is Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, as opposed to Yontif and Rosh Chodesh, when you say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael v'Rosh HaChodeshim, or Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim. Why is there a difference? What opinion in the Gemara is that you should say the same on Shabbos as well, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael v'HaShabbos? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion we don't recite that Nusach, because Shabbos is Kriya B'Kaima, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekadosh Shabbos from Sheishis Bei Bereishis. There is no input of Bnei Yisrael in making Shabbos Kodesh, as opposed to Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tovim, that Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, Mekadesh Yisrael, the Hazmanim HaKadosh Baruch is Mekadosh the Jewish people, and we in turn endow Rosh Chodesh with Kedusha, we in turn endow the Yom Tovim with Kedusha. So that's the meaning of the Baruch. Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael, the Hazmanim Mekadesh Yisrael, the Rosh Chodeshim HaKadosh Baruch is Mekadosh us. I mean, Yisrael who the Mekadosh who lives money. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara comments on this pasuk by David Moshe's Mayadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. How exactly do you have Kiddush Bezin on the Yom Tovim? But Bezin declares today's Pesach. So the Rashbam, this is a Gemara in Yesh Nechem. So the Rashbam and Tosfos both say the same pshat. And that's the way we usually learn. When you learn the Gemara Misach, you learn the Gemara Beisach. The Gemara talks about the text of the Bracha, the difference between Shabbos. That you just say Mekadesh HaShabbos as opposed to Yom Tov from Rosh Chodesh. They say Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Rosh HaChodeshim, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Yom HaZikaron, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Yom HaKippurim, that and all the Yom Tovim, you have input from the Bnei Yisrael make it Kodesh. How do we make it Kodesh? So the Rashbam and the Tosfos and most of the Rishonim learn Pasha Pshat, that all the Yom Tovim depend on when Rosh Chodesh was determined. So Bnei Yisrael, the Bezin, has to determine Kviyas Rosh Chodesh. Is the month going to have, it doesn't happen automatically. Is any given month going to have 29 days or 30 days? Is any given year going to have 13 months or 12 months? So since we decide all of these matters, Bnei Yisrael have the Kiddush Bezin on the Rosh Chodesh, so Mimela, we are in charge of determining when Rosh Chodesh is. Mimela, we made it. We determine when Pesach is going to be, and Shavuot depends on Pesach, and Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh, and Yom Kippur depends on Rosh Chodesh. We're in charge of everything. So I remember we were learning this Gemara. So Rav Soloveitchik said, but the Rashba on this Gemara in Yesh Neuchlin quotes another pshat from the Ravid, who says, no, by Dabba Moshe's Me'adei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael, that it's not sufficient that Moshe Rabbeinu determine when Rosh Chodesh is. And the Meila Pesach comes, and the Meila Shavuos comes, and he determines when Rosh Hashanah, and Bnei Yisrael determined, Moshe Rabbeinu determined, or the Bezin determines when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is, and the Mele Yom Kippur is going to be the 10th of the month, and the Mele Sukkot is going to be the 15th. That's not sufficient. The Rashba quotes, the Ravid, that Moshe Rabbeinu and the Bezin in every generation has to declare on Yom Kippur and on Sukkot and on Pesach and on Shavuot that today is Pesach and today is Sukkot. So I never understood for over 40 years why Rabbi Soloveitchik liked that pshat. None of the Rishonim were like that. Why wasn't that the kitzel over here? Why did he think that was a better pshat? Because the pasuk says, "Vayadav Moshe Moyadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael." Says Moshe Rabbeinu declared the Moyadim. So all the Rishonim say it was done indirectly because you never find anywhere in the Gemara. Never find anywhere the whole Maseches Rosh Hashanah. The first two prokem talk about Bezin declaring when Rosh Chodesh is. And the Mele, once you know when Rosh Chodesh is, and the Mele, all the other Yom Tovim fall in place automatically. So why did Rav Soloveitchik choose to, well, what do you think this pshat was better than the normal pshat in the Gemara? That I never understood. Then I never understood another thing also. There is a Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, the end of the fourth perek, is Perek Tfilas HaShachar. So the Gemara has a lot of dinim because of Tircha de Tzibur. You don't want to waste the public's month. You don't want to waste the time of the Tzibur. So Gemara has a din. The Chazan is repeating the Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Chodesh morning, and he forgot Yalav Yavai in the Shemoneh Esrei. So everybody screams out, Yalav Yavai! Goes right there. He doesn't listen. He says, he finishes the Ritzeh, he says, Moedim, everybody's screaming, Yalav Yavai! Goes right there. He's hard of hearing. He finishes the whole Shemoneh Esrei. So what do you do? So the Gemara quotes a Brice on Laman on the base, and it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch La'aloche, that he doesn't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. If a private person daven Shachris and he leaves out the Yalav Yavai on Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara says he has to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. The Tzibur Shonu, but if it's the Chazor Tashat, the Chazon, the Rashi quotes the Baal Alachas Gedolos, Mishum Tircha the Tzibur, so we're makel that he doesn't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, because he's going to say Musaf. Either he or some other Chazon is going to repeat the Chazor Tashat from Musaf. So in Musaf, for sure you're going to speak about the old Musaf from the beginning to the end. The middle Baruch is going to be all about Rosh Chodesh. So we're going to have more than enough of that Rosh Chodesh. So Mishum Tircha the Tzibur, they were makel that you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. And doesn't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei of Shachris if you forgot Yalav Yavai. So this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Chav Vav. So the Ramah quotes that if you look in the Tur on that Siman Kuf Chav Vav, the Tur has a Machlokes HaRishonim, and the commentaries on the Rif quotes this as well. This Machlokes HaRishonim, the Shulchan Gevorim quotes this Tur. There is a machlekes in the tour. What's the din if it happens on Shabbos morning, on Yom Tov morning? The chazan gets up to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, singing Hamelech or whatever, Hakeo, singing the whole Yom Tov Digger davening. Gets the Shemoneh Esrei, he says Avachet Digger Shemoneh Esrei, and the Chazor is Hashad. He says Avachet Digger Shemoneh Esrei. Starts saying Atochen Elon Amdas. It's a regular weekday Shemoneh Esrei, and everybody screams Atavachatono, Yitzmach Moshe. You're saying the Rosh Shemoneh Esrei. He doesn't listen. Goes through the whole weekday Shemoneh Esrei, the whole Chazor is Hashad. Doesn't mention one word about Shabbos. Doesn't mention one word about Yom Tov. Finishes the whole weekday Shemoneh Esrei. So we should tell him to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So the Ramah quotes the Yesh Amrim, that just like the Gemara said regarding the Chazan on Rosh Chodesh morning, who forgot Yalav Yavai in Shachris, that with Mishum Tircha de Tzibur, we don't require him that he should repeat the Chazor HaShat of Shachris. So we say we will rely on the Chazor HaShat of Musaf, where the whole bracha, the whole little bracha is going to be all about the Rosh Chodesh. So the Ramah says, Yesh Omrim, that the same is true on every Shabbos and Yom Tov, that if the Chazan forgot to say the bracha of Kedushas Hayayim, instead of saying Shemoneh Esrei with seven brachas, the first three, the left three, the middle bracha is the bracha of the Kedushas Hayayim, Atav HaChatanu, or Yismach Moshe, he says all the whole Shemoneh Esrei. He says the whole week the Shemoneh Esrei doesn't say one word about Shabbos and Yom Tov. So Mishum Tircha de Tzibura, we don't insist that he should repeat the Shachris, because we're going to have either he or someone else. We're not going to let him daven Musaf. We're going to get someone else daven Musaf. But the Tzibur will have a Musaf in which there will be a bracha of Kedushas Hayayim. Okay, so it's two opinions in the Tur. And the Ramah says, Tafik brachas l'hakol, so he's makel, that you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So Rabbi Soloveitchik once dedicated a whole Yahrzeit Rasha to explain that he doesn't agree. So he holds halacha l'maisa, he doesn't like this tzak in the Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that it's a machlokes, the Torah has a machlokes, and he quotes the Lavush. Was after the Ramah, the Lavush has a machlokes, how you should talk to which opinion, and then the Mishnah Berurah says, even though it's a machlokes in Rishayim and a machlokes in Achrayim, but most of the Poskim following the Ramah say we follow the Ramah, the Hakam, that you don't repeat the Shmanes. So I didn't understand what was bugging Rav Soloveitchik, why he said, you can't Poskim like the Ramah. It's impossible, you can't Poskim like the Ramah. The context of that Yahrzeit Rasha, this is printed, context of the Yahrzeit Rasha was the following. There is another Gemara in Brachas, both on the same daf lamed on the base, the last five lines in the Torah. So the Gemara quotes Rav as saying that if a person davens on Rosh Chodesh and if he got the Alav Yavo in the Shmoneh Esrei, he has to repeat the davening, that's only a Shachris or Mincha. But if he davened Meiriv and if he got to say Alav Yavo, he doesn't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei because Eimekachim es HaChodesh Balayim. That's what it says in the Gemara. We'll talk about this a little later, the details. So the post can have a discussion that the first night of Rosh Hashanah, you're supposed to switch already. Instead of saying Hakel HaKadosh, you're supposed to say HaMelech HaKadosh, because of the theme of Malchus that permeates Aseres Meitzur. So all Aseres Meitzur is supposed to say HaMelech HaKadosh. And there's a dispute. And the Rishayim, we passed on that even B'dieved, if a person made a mistake and he said Hakel HaKadosh instead of HaMelech HaKadosh, he has to repeat the whole Shmoneh Esrei. Got to say it all. So the question is, what if the first night of Rosh Hashanah, the first person forgot HaMelech HaKadosh and he said HaKel HaKadosh? So does he have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei or not? So the Chaye Odom was a Mechutna of the Vilna Goyen. He's very proud of that. Not exactly, he was a generation younger. He was a Mechutna of the son of the Vilna Goyen. But he doesn't write the truth. My Mechutna, they always quote, my Mechutna Vilna Goyen. So he knew one of the Dayanim of Vilna was Rababala Pasdala. Apparently Pasdell or something, is a region like Queens, Crown Heights, Washington Heights, something like that. So that's an area in Vilna. The whole Vilna is probably a soup by now. So it's a little section of Vilna was known as Pasdell. So he was Rababala from that section, was Rababala Pasdell. He was a guy. So the Chayyodam, every 75 pages, quotes a psak from this Rababala Pasdell. He quotes in Bosa Bechola, in Tracer, so different times he quotes. So he quotes in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah this famous psak that the later poskim all toy with, that on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, since Rosh Hashanah is on Rosh Chodesh, and they mekach mitzachodesh b'laylam, so they're only going to make it Rosh Hashanah tomorrow morning. They can't declare it at night as Rosh Hashanah. There's no yeshiva as bez b'laylam. So if he made a mistake, if it would have been a plain Rosh Chodesh, one of the other months of the year, and he would have forgotten the Alav Yavo, so the Gemara says, and Laman on the base, the end of Perek, Tzvilas HaShach, he wouldn't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. So the first night Rosh Hashanah, if he forgot to say Melech HaKadosh, instead of Kel HaKadosh, you don't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei either. So that's the Chayyad and Kol Tepsar. Rav Soloveitchik said, you can't pass him like that, Rababala Tepsar. And he explained that wonderful Svara L'chalik, it's a very marvelous Svara L'chalik. He said that saying Yalav Yava is just an insert in the Shmoneh Esrei. Basically, he's saying the same Shmoneh Esrei. The only thing is you have to include the Haskara of the Kedusha Sayyam. Yalav Yava is a paragraph that's added on, as opposed to HaMelech HaKadosh versus HaKel HaKadosh. It's all nusach, all different nusach of the bracha. So this idea that the Gemara has, that if you left out Yalav Yava, you don't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei because Emekach and Chodes Balal, whatever that means, that only applies if you forgot to say a Haskara. But if he said the wrong Nusach of the Shmoneh Esrei, he said the wrong Nusach of Brach, instead of Melech HaKadosh, instead of Kel HaKadosh, that doesn't go. Or he, so I can understand why you should think of it. So Rav Soloveitchik said the same thing, this Pesach and the Ramah, it's in the Kuf Chavav, the two opinions in the Tur, in the Rishonim, and the Machlokes and Achrayim. If the Chazan made a mistake and he said on Rosh Chodesh morning, Achala Moed morning, he said the right thing, he said the correct Shmoneh Esrei. Everybody says a Tfilas Kol tomorrow morning. So Shachris to say a regular Tfilas Kol. The only thing is we were supposed to mention the Alav Yavo, so the Chazan made a mistake, he forgot. He omitted the Haskarah Kedush Tayyayim. So basically he said the correct Shmoneh Esrei without a Haskarah. So that's what the Gemara says, but you don't make the Chazan repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. But if he said the whole wrong Shmoneh Esrei, it's Shabbos or Yom Tov morning, he's supposed to have different Shmona Esrei. They said a different Shmona Esrei. He said he thinks that the other opinion is absolutely more correct. The Machlokes in the Rishonim, the Machlokes Zachar. He said you can't pass them like this Ramah. The Ramah said that the Yevet, if the Chazan Daven, the Tzvios Chol, to Shachris on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you wouldn't make him repeat it because also Tzvios Tzvios says you can't accept that opinion. It's impossible. We understand the Svar L'chai, but why is it absolutely inconceivable? The Torah had two opinions, so why not say something to Baruch HaFalakal? He was convinced there's no suffix. It's a vaday that it's wrong. We understand the Svar L'chai, like he said, he applied the Svar in another place. Also, Tosfos has a whole machlekes. The Ri was the nephew of the Rabbeinu Tam, I think, and the Ri's son was the Rabbeinu Hanan, who was killed of Kiddush Hashem. So the Ri and the Rabbeinu Hanan, the father and the son, had a dispute in the following case. That person is davening, let's say on Chalamoid, a weekday of Chalamoid, or a Shchodesh, and he forgot to say Yalav Yavoy in the correct place. And he says, he didn't begin Moedim yet, and then he realizes that he forgot to say Yalav Yavai. So the Rabbein Ochanan, the son of the Ri, was Mechadesh, let him say Yalav Yavai there after north, as long as he didn't start the next bracha yet, and he'll be Yotzei Vishmanes. And the Ri said he doesn't agree. So where did Rabbein Ochanan get this wild idea from? Because the Gemara says by benching. If a person forgot to say Ritzei, or Yalav Yavah, and the benching, so the Gemara says on Daf Mem Tes, Omer Aleph, and Brochus, and Perek Shlosh Shachlu, that if he didn't start Hatayva Meitav yet, after he finishes Bnei Racham Av Yerushalayim Amein, then he starts to say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kelavinim, Okeinu Adirein, Barein, Galein, let's call Hatayva Meitav. So if he didn't start Hatayva Meitav yet, he didn't start Baruch Atah yet, so let him mention there, Shabbos, or Yom Tov, or Rosh Chodesh, and it'll be Yetzibriyat. So the Rabbein Ochanan says, the same is true regarding the Shmon Esrei. If you didn't say Yalav Yavah where you're supposed to, and you forget it, you completed that bracha of Hamachzul Shchinas of Etzion, you didn't start the next bracha of Moedim yet, so if you say Yalav Yavah there, so you'll be yours. So the Ri said, it's ain't a daima, there's no tzushtel, for various reasons, how can you make a comparison? And he never agreed with his son, the Rabbein Ochanan. Until once, that's the Yerushalayim story, one occasion they were davening in Paris, and the Ri was davening next to his uncle, the Rabbeinu Tam. And they were davening Ma'ariv, I think, and he heard the way the Rabbi Natam didn't say Yalav Yavoi, and he said, and he didn't start Moedim, and then he said Yalav Yavoi there. So once the Ri saw that the Rabbi Natam agreed with the son of Rabbi Natam, he said, okay, so my son wins. He's going to leave the din like that. So that's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. That's how we paskin. The Vilna Gaon has rumblings about it. He thinks that the Ri is right. We shouldn't paskin like that. Rabbi Natam with the Rabbi Natam, we should throw them both out. He doesn't agree with the great uncle, not with the nephew. And the Psak HaMakubal is that if he said Yalav Yavah, then it's okay. So in Shulchan Aruch, there's a discussion, what if it's the winter time and you're supposed to say the same Talamot El Bracha in the middle of the Bracha Baruch Aleinu. And the person forgot and he said the same Bracha. And he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Mevarech HaShanim, and it didn't yet begin to Kav B'Shefer Bad L'Chei B'Seinu. Is it sufficient that he just says the same Talamot El Bracha Al Tzeinu Adoma, and then he goes right there and says the next Bracha to Kav B'Shefer Bad L'Chei B'Seinu. So many of the person say it's all the same thing. Well, let's say a person forgot to say Al Anisim, and he finished the whole bracha, Hatoshim Cholachanor Lahodos, and he forgot. He realizes then, before he starts the next bracha of Sim Shalom, Shalom Rav, he realizes he forgot to say the Al Anisim. So he says, "Vanachna loydim lochol, loydim anachna loch Al Anisim Al Nufos Al Chulas Al Muhammad." And he says the whole Askara. Then would you? Al Anisim is not ma'akev b'di'evet anyway. Even if you forgot the whole Al Anisim, he didn't say it at all. You don't have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. But would you recommend that he should insert the Hoidoya of Al Anisim at that point? So the classical person says it's all the same thing. Mishnah Berurah says the same thing. Al Anisim is the same. Saint Talmud is the same. Masha Baruch. Everything is all the same. And Rav Soloveitchik said, no, it can't be. It can't be. It's not the same. That's only when you have this halacha that we pass them like the Rabbi Natam and the Rabbi Nachmanon. That if you forgot the Ritzeya, Yalav Yavah, the benching, and you finish the bracha, so you say it in between that bracha and the next bracha, before you start Hazayv HaMeitiv, and we carry that over to the Shmona Esrei as well, that if you forgot Yalav Yavah in the middle of the bracha Ritzei, and you didn't start Moedim yet, so you say Yalav Yavah there, that's only because Yalav Yavah is not an integral part of the Shmona Esrei. You said the correct Nusach HaTvili, you forgot to say a Haskara. You're supposed to mention the Kedusha Sayyam. So you say it in between. If you didn't start the next bracha yet, it's still considered the correct makam. But if you forgot to say the same Talmud, if you forgot to say Al Anisim, that's part of the Nusach HaBracha. You say, Moedim Anachnu Lo'ach, Al Nisech HaShepuchah Yom Imanu, It's a hemshech of the bracha. It's not an insert. It's not a paragraph that you insert. Of the same talamot of the bracha. That's a chelik of the etzem nusach habracha itself. If you forgot to say the same talamot, what are you going to say in between mevarach hashanim and tkab shech of God l'chei v'seg? The nusach habracha was incorrect. Not just you didn't say haskar. So we understand there's a mokum b'chalik, but the Mishnah Berurah passes that it's not so there. Mishnah Berurah passes is all the same thing. So why did Rav Soloveitchik get so carried away that it can't be? It can't be. And he held against the Ramo. He can't pass him like that Ramo. That if the Chazan made a mistake on Shabbos and Yontem, and he said the whole Vachad Dikishman Esrei, that you'll allow him, you just go vice and you forget it, Mishum Tichad Itzibur, because you rely on the next Chazan. Who's going to daven the Musaf, the Chazos, the Shatz for Musaf, he said it can't be. He can't pass him like that Ramo. Why can't you pass him like that Ramo? What's so terrible? So I don't know what I was doing on Erev Yontem. I finally realized after 40 years what was bothering Rav Soloveitchik. What was bothering him was that he had a Yortzeit Drasha. He had a Shtikl Torah. That he learned the Pashat Pshat in the Gemara. And according to his Yortzeit Drasha, you can't say, you have to say like the Ravid, that Rashba and Yesh Nechma. And you can't say like this Ramah. He said the following Shia. This Gemara in Brachas that we just mentioned before, the Gemara quotes Rav. Rav lived before the days of Abai Verov. There was always Kiddush HaChodesh al-Pi HaRiyah. They used to have a Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael of three Rabbanim who had real bona fide smicha. And the Beis Din would declare by Rosh Chodesh. And even years after the Churban Abayis was about the year 70. So the Gemara says that 40 years before the Churban Abayis, the Sanhedrin went into Golis. They were no longer the Lishkas HaGosis. And they didn't have the full status of Sanhedrin. There's no longer any Din in the Foshes because the Pasuk says, the Kamtav Elisa Lamokam Alam Ishamokam Gorin, the Bez Nagorl only has the full status of Bez Nagorl of Sanhedrin when they meet in their official location in the Lishkas HaGosis, in the Beis HaMikdash. So nonetheless, they continue to have Kiddush HaChodesh for a few centuries, till the days of Abai Verova in Eretz Yisrael. Abai Verova lived in Bavel, so their counterpart in Eretz Yisrael, Hillel Hasheni, they were still doing Kiddush HaChodesh several centuries after the Golos of Sanhedrin and after the Churban Bayis Sheni, even though there was not Bez Nagorl at all to speak of. So there was still Kiddush HaChodesh. So Rav lived quite a few years before Abai Verova. So we begin to understand what Rav is talking about, that if one forgot to say Yalav Yavai on Rosh Chodesh night in the Shemoneh Esrei, he doesn't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei because Eim Mekachin is HaChodesh Balayla, they were still doing Kiddush HaChodesh of the area. And the Bezin cannot convene at night. The Bezin can only convene in the daytime. So they didn't make it Rosh Chodesh yet. It's not going to be declared as Rosh Chodesh until tomorrow in the daytime. So if you forgot the Yalav Yavai at night, we know it's going to be Rosh Chodesh. They already told us in advance they're going to declare that day as Rosh Chodesh as opposed to the next day. But still, officially, it wasn't yet made into Rosh Chodesh. You can begin to understand a little bit also, not fully, why you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. But the question is that we already live after the days of Abai Verova. And in the days of Abai Verova, that's when they fixed the calendar. They would now, we no longer have, for many centuries, for over 1,500 years, we don't have any Kiddush HaChodesh al-Pi HaRiyah. No witnesses come to testify to anybody. And no Beis Din is declaring when it's Rosh Chodesh. How do we have Rosh Chodesh now? So the Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos that this Hillel HaSheni, the great-grandson of Rabbi Yudah Nasi, was Kaveh HaChadoshim and Ma'abah Shonim Adiyah Goel Tzedek. He declared when all of Rosh HaChadoshim, he drew up a whole calendar, and he said, this is it. All of these days are hereby declared as Rosh Chodesh. L'chatzili, you're not allowed to do that. You're not supposed to declare a month in advance when next month Rosh Chodesh is going to be, when it's going to be the next month after that. And the following years and another 1,000 years are going to be, it's 1,500 years ago that he made this. And the following years are going to be Ashana Muberes. Sakshin Samach Gimel, he already declared 1,500 years are going to be Ashana Muberes. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, you're not supposed to do that. So the Ramban writes, look, it was a Shas HaTzchak. He knew there's going to be, the smicha wasn't going to continue any longer. The smicha soon petered out because the Goyim kept on making gzeiros against the Jews. What we have today is only imitation smicha. It's not the real smicha. And that's what the Ramah, in one place in Shulchan Aruch quotes on Abar Banel. This is the one and only place where the Ramah quotes the Abar Banel. It doesn't need an Abar Banel, it's a Gemara like that. That the smicha today is invitation smicha. That it's not a real bona fide smicha. It's just din midrabbanan. The Gemara Sanhedrin in the first parak has a din midrabbanan that no one should paskin, no one should act like a rabbi, function like a rabbi, unless he has an imitation smicha. So that's all the smichas that we have today. We're all imitation smicha. It's not a real smicha. So this Hillel HaSheni saw that the years are getting, the gzeiros are getting worse and worse. We still won't have any musmachim, real musmachim, we'll be able to make Kiddush HaChodesh. So he made Kiddush HaChodesh in Ibra HaShana. So the question is, so today, what's the difference between Leil Rosh Chodesh and the daytime of Rosh Chodesh? It's all the same thing. What do you mean, Emekachan HaChodesh Balayla? The Bezin didn't convene yet until tomorrow morning. Bezin's not going to convene tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon, also not. We already have it, it's printed on all the calendars. We already knew 1,500 years ago that when Rosh Chodesh was going to be this month. It was all determined way in advance. So what changes? And nonetheless, the din is still quoted in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, that on Leil Rosh Chodesh, if you forgot the Aleph Yovel, you don't have to daven over again. Rosh Chodesh in the daytime, you do have to daven over again. It's a puzzle, it's a riddle, it doesn't make any sense. So this was the theme of a Yortzeit Rosh. So the interpretation that Rav Soloveitchik gave was the following. He says, according to the Ramban, he does know. The Ramban that I just said, he does know how to read the Gemara. But according to the Rambam, he can give a pshat in the Gemara. So he gave the following pshat. The Ramban said, if you no longer have a Bezni declaring when it's Rosh Chodesh, so how do you have any Yomim Tovim today? If you don't have any Smuchim, you don't have any Bezni convening, so how does it become Shabbos is Kriya V'Kaimah from Sheshis Mei Bereshis? Shabbos Bereshis doesn't eat Kiddush Bezin, but Rosh Chodeshim Bezin has to determine which day is Rosh Chodesh. Is it the 30th day or the 31st day? Did the last month have 29 days and didn't have 30 days? So if you don't have a Bezin determining, so how does it become Rosh Chodesh by itself? So the Ramban says it doesn't become by itself. Hillel HaSheni was Mekadosh all the Chodeshim and Ma'abar all the Shonim Abiyaz Goyal Tzedek. That's the expression that he writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Mitzvot Hesed Kuf Nun Gimel. Most of the time Rav Soloveitchik did not learn Sefer HaMitzvos in class. It was Balabatim in Boston. He gave a shir for a period of time on Sefer Mitzvah studying. It's quite a fascinating limud. But in Yeshiva, this one he did learn. Mitzvah says to Kuf Nun Gimel, he read the whole Rambam and the Ramban in class when we studied Sanhedrin, the Sugya of Kiddush HaChodesh. He spent an awful lot of time on it. So the Ramban writes that Hillel HaSheni, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, he was the Nasi, the contemporary of Abai Barabbe, he was the one who set up the Luch, and he was Mekadosh Ol HaKadosh, and Ma'abar Ol HaShonim, Adi Azgoyel Tzedek. The Rambam does not say like that. The Rambam writes that we today, the Rambam lives in Egypt when he's writing, so he says, we today live in Chutz Lortz, and we know when we observe Rosh Chodesh. So he writes, it's not based on our calculations that we make the cheshbonis and we look in the calendar and we know all the rules. You look in the back of some of the chumashim, they have the rules to how to determine which year is going to be a shana pshuta, a shana reverse. The Rambam says, it's not based on our calculations. You should know, the Rambam says, it's based on the calculations that are made by the Jews in Eretz Yisrael today. What Jews in Eretz Yisrael? What, they have rabbis in Eretz Yisrael? Days of the Rambam. That's what the Chassam Sefer asks. Who lived in Eretz Yisrael days of the Rambam? Farmers. A couple of Jewish farmers. A minion of Jewish farmers. So the Chassam Sefer says, that's what he means. The farmers. And then the Rambam says, and we have, God promised us that the Jewish nation will never cease to exist. It doesn't only mean that there will be Jews alive. There will be single Jews alive. He says there will be a yishuv of Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. Because if the Jewish community in Eretz Yisrael would be chalila, wiped out chas v'sholem, that means that the whole Jewish nation doesn't exist. Only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are considered Klal Yisrael. The Jews who live in Chutz Lortz are not considered Klal Yisrael. That's what the Rambam writes. So the Rambam says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us. It's the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah. The Mitzvah says, Kuf Nun Gimel. And the Chassam Sefer quotes this, and he elaborates upon it. He says, well, who is making the Kiddush HaChodesh in the days of the Rambam? He says, the 10 farmers who live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam writes that we have a promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that not only will there always be survivors, there will always be Jewish people who will survive whatever pogroms and whatever Holocaust the Jewish nation will be put through. No, Klal Yisrael will continue to exist. And Klal Yisrael means that there will be a minion, a minimum of a minion of Jews in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam writes that those Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, who make the cheshbon to determine when Rosh Chodesh is, they're the ones who are making the Kiddush HaChodesh. So the Ramban asks, but they're not rabbis, they're not a bezdin, there's no smicha, there's none as there. How can they make Kiddush HaChodesh? What right do they have to determine when Rosh Chodesh is? You have to have a bezdin of three rabban. So Rav Soloveitchik explains as follows. The Rambam's opinion is, the Ramban disagrees on this as well, the Rambam's opinion is that Kiddush HaChodesh is supposed to be done by the bezdin HaGadol, by the Sanhedrin, or under their auspices, a bezdin of three musmachim can declare Kiddush HaChodesh if they were so authorized by the Bezna Gadol. It doesn't have to be Dafka committee of three from the members of the Bezna Gadol. a committee of three smuchim who were authorized by the Bez Magon. And the Ramban disagrees. He says it's a nice idea that it should go through the Bez Magon because it's nageh to all of Klal Yisrael, but it's going to be Kol HaKodim Zocha. The first three people who have smicha are going to declare that today is Rosh Chodesh, and all the other smuchim are going to declare that tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. So they're going to observe tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, they're going to observe today is Rosh Chodesh. It's going to be a hefkerel. So of course it makes sense that it should be done by some central authority by the Bez Magon, but the Ramban says, strictly speaking, he doesn't see it. Out of respect for the Bez Magon, that is Seichel dictates it should be done like that, so you should do things with Seichel. Sometimes you have Rabbanon or idiots, if the idiots in the first three Rabbanon have smicha, declare today is Rosh Chodesh, even though the Bez Magon is upset, so today will be Rosh Chodesh as opposed to tomorrow. That's what the Ramban says. And the Ramban disagrees, says no, it has to be done by the Bez Magon. So this is a problem. The Mishnah in the first daf in Sanhedrin lists off all of the dinim that require Bez Magon, and it doesn't mention that you need a Bez Magon for the purpose of Kiddush HaChodesh. So doesn't the Mishnah show that the Rambam is dead wrong? The Mishnah lists off every halacha that requires Bez Magon. So Rav Soloveitchik explained no. He explained that there are two parshias in the Chumash where the Torah speaks of Bez Magon. One is in Parshas Bahaloyscha, but Moshe Rabbeinu gathers together, Esfeli Shivim Yesh Asheyadayti came, Ziknei Ha'am Shotrab, gathered together 70 Rabbanim, who are the leaders of the Jewish people. And then you have in Parsha Shoftim, it says you should establish Potidinim all over Eretz Yisrael, the Paskin, and then you should have a whole system of courts that should all be under the auspices of the Bez Magon. And whenever there's any suffix, the Kamta Ve'alei Salamokam, Ki Polidim Chadov Olam Mishpatos, there'll be a Machlekes, there'll be a suffix. So they should go to the Bez Magon, and Bez Magon is the Supreme Court, and whatever they pass in is binding on everybody. So the Parsha in Shoftim that speaks about the Bez Magon, Ki Polidim Chadov Olam Mishpat, that speaks of Bez Magon as having the power to paskin, the final authority as the Supreme Court. The parsha of Bez Magon that appears in the Haloscha says, "Esfuli shivim shasheyadaita kiheim ziknei ha'am v'shotrov." The Bez Magon is described as the representatives of the Klal Yisrael, like a Congress. The Congress represents the Da'as HaKol. The Congress can pass laws, and the I'm not sufficiently familiar with the Constitution. I don't know, Congress passes laws also as representing the Da'as HaKol. I don't know. But in Halacha, we have the Bez Magon has two dinim. They pass in dinim because that's the din. They don't care what the Tzibur has to say. The din is the din. But then there are other halachas where you need Da'as HaKol, where you have to know what does the Klal Yisrael have to say about this. So there, what are you going to take a poll? Every time the halacha requires Da'as HaKol, you're going to have to take a poll to see what the Klal Yisrael has to say about this. So the halacha said, you don't have to take a poll. Yes, the Bez Magon, whatever they say is considered as representing Da'as HaKol. So apparently the Rambam understood that this Mishnah in the first daf in Sanhedrin that lists off all of the dinim that require a psak from the Bez Magon, that's only when you need a psak, when Bez Magon has to paskin on the case. Ein donim es hashezet, a kain gadol a melech. There are certain cases where you have to have a novi hasheker. There are certain cases where the psak has to be issued by the Bez Magon. But here by Kiddush HaChodesh, it's not that the psak is so complicated that you need a Bez Magon. Bez Magon is required because it's not really Bez Magon who makes it Rosh Chodesh. It's really Klal Yisrael. As Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, the Nusach HaBrach is Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim, or Mekadesh Yisrael V'Roshei Chodeshim. So what does that mean? On Shabbos, you don't say that. You say Mekadesh HaShabbos. So the Gemara says what it means is Mekadesh Yisrael, the Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim, or Mekadesh Yisrael, the Mekadesh Yisrael V'Roshei Chodeshim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu endows the Jewish people with Kedusha, Kedushas Yisrael, and we in turn are Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, and we in turn are Mekadesh the Yom Tov. So what do you mean? We are Mekadesh Rosh HaChadoshim. Who are we? The Bez Magon is Mekadesh Rosh HaChadoshim. So we should say, Anusach Baruch HaTashem Mekadesh HaBezim V'Hazmanim, Mekadesh HaBezim Rosh HaChadoshim. So apparently from the Gemara, from the Nusach HaBrach, you see that it's not that Bezim determines Kiddush HaChadosh B'Torah's Bezim. It's Bezim B'Torah's representing Klal Yisrael. So the Rambam understood in the Sefer Mitzvot, Mitzvot Kuf Nun Gimel, the Rambam entirely understood that this is called man that you have the Bez Magon functioning. Once the Bez Magon closes up, so then the right and the obligation and the schus to determine which day is going to be Rosh Chodesh goes back to Klal Yisrael, because Bez Magon only does it as representing Klal Yisrael. So if you don't have the Bez Magon to represent, so you have to go back to the whole Sibur. So the Rambam says, and who were the ones that make the Kiddush HaChodesh? All the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, that's the Klal Yisrael. So that's why the Rambam says, and you shouldn't think that we who live today in Egypt, We are Samech, we are relying on our calculations to determine when Rosh Chodesh is and which year is Hashanah Peshut and which year is Hashanah Mover. It's the farmers who live in Eretz Yisrael, the handful of farmers, he says. A handful of farmers. He says they'll never be less than 10. That's how the Ram writes. And if Chalila, that if there would be Chas V'Shalom, that's how it says in the text of the Rambam, that's a translation from the Arabic. And if Chas V'Shalom, there would be less than 10 Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wiped out the whole Jewish nation, and that cannot happen, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that not only will always be survivors, there will be a Klal Yisrael will survive. Klal Yisrael means you have 10 people living in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam writes that the Klal Yisrael HaLuvim Eretz Yisrael are the ones who are Mekadosh the Rosh HaKadosh today. What do you mean, the Mekadosh Rosh HaKadosh? They get together, Am Rosh Chodesh, and they say Mekudosh HaKadosh. They don't get together. So what in the world is he talking about? Yeah, the whole story is interesting, that the Bez Nagadol represents. Then the Rav points out, there's another din that the Rambam has that depends on Bez Nagadol, and it doesn't appear in the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin, and it's also Akash on the Rambam. The Rambam said it depends on Bez Nagadol. So the same Teretz, the Rambam writes in another place that it's not Bez Nagadol, but Teretz Bez Nagadol. It's Teretz Bez Nagadol representing Klal Yisrael. So those dinim don't appear in the Mishnah. Because Sanhedrin is a Mesichta, a Bad Bati dinim. How much of a Bezin do you need for Mamanus? How much of a Bezin do you need for Kiddush HaChodesh? How much of a Bezin do you need for Nidin Nefashis? How much of a Bezin do you need for Ibar Hashanah, for Malkus? So the Mishnah is listing off dinim of Bezin, not listing off dinim that you need a Bezin HaGadol as a Congress, representing Das Rabbi. So it's not that the only thing that's left out from the Mishnah is Kiddush HaChodesh. There's another din. The Ramah happens to, the din happens to be a kibush rabbin, as opposed to kibush yochid. You can only endow Eretz Yisrael with kedusha if the kibush is done midas rov hatzibur. And the Rambam writes in one place midas rov hatzibur, and the other place he writes with the approval of the Sanhedrin. So how come the Mishnah didn't say it? So the Rav said the same answer, that the need for Bez Nagadol by kibush rabbin is not Bez Nagadol, but there is Bezin. It's Bezin representing Klal Yisrael. But I write that in one place the Rambam only writes midas had Bez Nagadol. The other place the Rambam writes, in Hilchas Malachim he writes one way, in Hilchas Trumas, Perek Aleph, he writes another way. So one place he writes, you need Midas Rov Yisrael. The other place the Rambam writes, Midas Bez Nagadol. So he said, that's the din of Bez Nagadol, not the Teres Bez, but rather representing Das Rov Yisrael, representing Klal Yisrael. So that's why the Mishnah in Sanhedrin didn't mention this din. Fine, so we understand the Bir and the Rambam. But the question, what do you mean? But the Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael doesn't gather together Ram Rosh Chodesh and make a declaration of Kodesh HaChodesh. So where do they have any, what do you mean the Bnei Yisrael today who live in Eretz Yisrael are the ones who are Mekadesh the Rosh Chodesh? How about the Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh? So that's the Rav Soloveitchik thought. The way the Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh is through Nihug, not by declaring. When you have a Bez Nagadol, so they declare, Mekudesh HaChodesh, we hereby declare today's Rosh Chodesh. When the Bez Nagadol ceased to exist, and the right and the obligation to determine when Rosh Chodesh is returned back to the Klal Yisrael, so the Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael determine when Rosh Chodesh is by being Noyig that day as Rosh Chodesh. What do you do on Rosh Chodesh? So you're supposed to bring Korbanos HaMusafim. There is no Beis HaMikdash to speak of, so you can't bring any Korbanos HaMusafim. And there's nothing else you do. What do? You have a Suda Rosh Chodesh. The Chassidim have a Suda Rosh Chodesh. What are the Misnagim going to do? Amidus Chassidus, they have a Suda Rosh Chodesh. Fine. But the Gemara says it's not Makiv. I remember the Rebbe was once giving a Shir Maria. The Shir was for Balabatim. So sometimes you'd have a Balabos would ask a real Balabat Shikasha, a real plain, that's what it's called in Yiddish. Balabat may have good kashas also, but in Yiddish folklore, that's what he called Balabat Shikasha. So he was once saying over this din in the Gemara, we're going to get to, Gemara says that she ate the Suda on Rosh Chodesh, and you forgot Yalabat.